set?
Yep.
Okay, I'm recording.
I'd like to call the regular board meeting Monday, June 27th, 2022, open. We'd like to have a roll call of officers.
Mrs. Isaac?
I'm here.
Mr. Donovan?
Here.
Mr. Judy?
Here.
Mr. Clark?
Here.
Mr. Irvin?
Here. I'd like to have pledge allegiance led by Dr. Connolly.
Sure, thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, just for a word before you all came in here. Want everybody to settle down. No rowdiness, okay? That's permitted. As long as there's no answer, signals there. Okay, adoption of agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Items from the board, I'd like to talk, start with Jimmy.
I gotta do roll call first.
Well, you step it up.
Sorry. Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
And then Mr. Donovan?
Yes.
Mr. Judy?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Irvin?
Yes.
Very good. And we have no public participation.
Yeah, we have no public participation.
Go right to number four, that's perfect.
Okay. Items from the board, starting with Jim.
First, I want to congratulate our 176 seniors that graduated back in May. If it's okay, I'm going to go ahead and do my student liaison report, kind of mix them together.
Okay.
So the high school counselor sent out a survey of all the graduating seniors to see what of the three E's that they would be doing after graduation. We had 85 of the 176 seniors, or 48.3% of them, completed the survey. So of that 85, we had 21 that answered that they were going to be employable, which gives us about 24.7%. Some of the highlights of what people had answered, we had one answer and said that they were going to become a diesel mechanic, one with photography, one with construction, one said that they were going to be employed by Hamilton Township Fire Department as an EMT medic. One person was a dental office, and one person was with Rumpke. The second of the three E's, as we all know, is enlisted. We had 8 of the 85, or 9.4% of them, responded that they were going to be willing to serve our country in one of the branches of the military. First, I want to thank each and every one of them for their willingness to serve the country, and also thank their families for them to instill in them the duty to the country by that. We had students responding with Air Force, Army, Marines, Navy, and Air National Guard. 55 of the 85, or 64.7%, responded with they were going to be enrolled this fall. Some of the highlights of the schools that they're going to be attending are Ohio Dominican, Illinois State, Columbus School of Art and Design, Capital, Columbus State, Ohio University, Shawnee State, the University of Tampa, Bowling Green, Central State, Tennessee State, Wittenberg, Kent State, Mount Vernon, and the University of Miami. Some of the highlights of what they're going to study, we had pre-med, psychology, health, biology, early childhood education, nursing, engineering, digital marketing, game developer, accounting, geology, computer and information services, culinary arts, EMT, and animation. So that concludes my student liaison report. Also, I just want to congratulate our new assistant superintendent, Dr. Connolly. Sorry, I almost said
that's
Mr.
Okay.
Connolly.
No worries.
Also, I want to congratulate Mr. Fitzgerald on his promotion to help up here, and of course Coach Thompson with moving up to the AD position. That concludes my board report, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to Mark, would you explain the three E's, because perhaps they don't under, you know, they may not have heard. Are you familiar with the three E's?
Yeah, what's the third?
Okay, enlist, enroll, employ. And we specifically interchange these because they're all equal, so there's not one ahead of the other. But we just ask our students to identify for us. Of course, we kind of, you know, provide a lot of input along the way, do a lot of career exploration to help kids make a decision. But we ask them to identify for us which pathway they want to take, and then we try to help them make steps on that path while they're still here in school, which might mean earning college credit or getting a skilled trade degree. It could be enrollment into the military, enlistment into the military. And we had an unusually high number this year. I think we had eight that graduated. I think we had actually nine that enrolled this year, but one is a junior and early enrolled and is doing Army Reserves, or is it Navy Reserves?
Army
Reserves.
You're right.
But yeah, an unusually high number there. But that's our three E's.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to let everybody understand what we're doing, and I just thought maybe, you know, open that up. Okay, Amber.
I want to second what Jimmy said. Congratulations, all the graduates, and wrapping up a strong school year. And I, for my legislative report, want to make sure that you all have been reading about, or at least informed about, recent changes to the dyslexia law that we have been talking about a lot. Kind of, there's some postponements there, but I know that there's already a lot of work being done, and I hope that we continue to try to be ahead of the game and on those things.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think especially with the postponements, we're going to be fine. Like, we'll be fine.
And then there's also been in the news a lot of discussion around changes to related to House Bill 99 and the ability of school districts to arm teachers and other staff members. Luckily, here in Franklin County, we have a lot of police presence where we have quick responses and an amazing relationship with OBETS, and we're going to approve, hopefully, a agreement to continue that tonight. So that's not something that we even really, in my opinion, need to worry about or discuss at this point. I think that concludes my legislative and personal report. Thank you.
Okay. David?
You know, nothing for me at this time.
Okay. Mary?
So first I want to thank Mark for you coming out. Every year we do a what we call a Butler Farms house crawl, but it is to benefit and raise money for children in our school district for a scholarship, whether it be to go to college or a trade school or something of the such. Mark, again, appreciate you coming out and kicking it off. They are not here. I am not the one that actually does the back end of it, but this was a idea brought up by a fellow named Paul Monroe, who has since passed. His girls go to our school district. Wonderful couple. Eric Brooker, Jen Duska, and some others who helped organize this. It was very successful, in my opinion, this year. I do not want to say how much we raised, because I feel like I would be taking the shine away from them. I'll let them announce that. However, I feel like it went really well. It's something that we do every year. It was started, I think, 4 years ago now. So this was our fourth one. So it's a great event. We have a lot of fun, and it's for the greater good of the students here in our school district. So there is that. Congratulations again to all the seniors. I kind of want to piggyback off of what you said, Ms. Clark, in regards to, I think we do a great job with protecting our schools. And I don't want to put anyone on the spot. I just want to open it up for discussion maybe later. There have been some, and I don't even know if we want to call it concerns, but just some topics brought up of maybe having a police presence in all of these schools. I know sometimes they tend to stay at the high school more, but I think parents in the community would like to see them at the other schools a little bit more. I know we talked about that.
Yeah.
And then, and I'm speaking really just also, you know, a parent who has students here also, I would like for us to explore maybe even, let's follow our policies when it comes to visitors coming into our schools. Not saying that we're not, but sometimes I also have noticed people like to piggyback when you're going into the school. So not saying we're doing anything wrong, but I think it's worth just kind of looking at everything, making sure that we're doing the best that we can, because God forbid something ever happen in our school district, but I just feel like it's worth looking at. Are we doing everything? Do we have the best cameras? Are they all in the right spots? And I could probably be on the soapbox for a long time about this topic, but that's all. That's all I got.
Okay, any comments or anything on that? All right, I'll give my report. You know, this was the first year that we come out with a normal year. Really looking forward to next year. I think the changes that we've made this the last couple meetings is going to really help next year. And just excited, just really excited about how good next year's going to be. The other thing, if you have 11-year-olds playing pitch and catch, be more than 25 feet away from them. I don't know if anybody knows, I got a black eye. Two of my grand boys were throwing pitch and catch way out in the field, and somehow, you know, they got the old man. So just be careful about that, and that's my report. Treasurer's report?
I have nothing at this time. I'm just working hard, getting ready. Well, I guess I just say we're closing the books. So we got closed by June 30, so that's why we had this meeting so late. Busy doing that, so and reopen for next year, hopefully by next Wednesday, 2 days. So that's it.
Okay.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
The 6.12, is that based on like the federal guidelines? We just take what the federal guidelines are
Section
for the
six.
Income
yes.
And eligibility.
Yeah.
Have we heard anything else about if there's any chance that they're going to extend?
Extend free meals to everyone. You mean the last 2 years? Free meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's made things a lot easier for ours.
Oh, yeah.
For you, our staff, our students, and our families.
And I know we're just getting there, but Caitlin's done a great job because we've had 2 years really where we haven't pushed to get all of the free and reduced applications. But we've already talked to our principals, and she's pushed it out there already. We need all of our parents to do it. Like every single kid, we have to do that because it's the bases are, and it helps with their funding also for free and reduced. So we're pushing all summer. Principals are going to be pushing as soon as they get back. But like you said, they haven't done it for 2 years. So think about it. If you had a kindergartner, or before kindergarten, you're in second grade now. And so,
yeah.
So we're pushing that hard. Good. But yeah, that comes right from the federal stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have a motion?
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ebert?
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
think we're up to me.
There's a bunch of pages.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
And we did that with just one question. Superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Obert. I really have nothing other than to also congratulate and welcome Josh. I appreciate having him up here side by side with me. This is going to be great. It's already been a great summer just having some help. So very, very excited for that. And along the same lines, I just want to thank pretty much all the members here of our administrative team for the work that they've done in bringing us in what I've thought has been a very solid crop of new hires. I've been really impressed with the quality of applicant that is coming to my desk, you know, after they've gone through the interview process. So, you know, really pleased about some of the new additions we've made, and excited to prove them this evening, and it's all I have.
Okay. Need a motion for approve 8.
So moved.
Educational programs.
Second.
Maybe two.
Sorry.
Okay. Let's go roll call of officers.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Stop. Stop. Okay. I'm trying to do this with hard paper and computer. Comments.
Questions, yeah.
Do we have any questions?
I have just a couple of comments. I already asked my questions, Mr.
Sure.
Tyler, but I just wanted to, again, thank the administration team and all of those that worked hard on going through the handbooks and updating some things and revising some policies there, as well as commenting on the school resource officer partnership. Glad to see that we're continuing
mm-hmm.
to have that. And I agree with Ms. Isaac's comments. I think our staff as well as our community would appreciate if we could encourage and at least an effort to make a stop or a visit every day, randomly even, is probably better, so that nobody
mm-hmm.
knows when, who's where, right? And so
yeah.
I would definitely like to see that as well. And then I also just wanted to comment on the job 8.5, the job description, and say that I'm glad to see that being brought
yeah.
into our local school district and employed directly through us as a Hamilton
mm-hmm.
local teacher. So
yeah.
glad to see that. Thank you.
And I felt like there was more consistency throughout all of them, so I like that. It kind of just...
Throughout the handbooks?
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the nice things I like to comment on is the time that we had to look at everything
mm-hmm.
and understand
mm-hmm.
exactly what we're voting on instead of just seeing it the night before. I think this is something that's going to be happening from here on out. So, any other comments? Let's go to roll call then.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yeah.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
And Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, Article 9, to approve personal administrative.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions?
Just like to send well wishes to Mr. Mead and thank him for his
Absolutely.
Time and dedication to our district and the work he's done for us.
Yep.
Yeah, once again, we've had ample time to look at everything, all the applications, the personnel, the reasons, the whys, and the cost. Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes. Okay. Item 10, motion to approve personnel certified. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Once again, we had the opportunity to look at everything and everything was in order. Item number 11 to approve personnel classified. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any comments? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. No table items?
Nope.
No reasons to go in executive session?
No, sir.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Oh.
Is there an opportunity for open discussion?
Well, normally in the very beginning of the meeting, there's a form right over there that you're supposed to fill out and give to him. But I'll tell you what, even though we're really crowded, and I consider it our option, and you came, what would you like to ask?
Well, it's not really an ask. It's more, well, it is an ask. Going back to legislative updates regarding House Bill 99, I have concerns. I think he does a great job. I agree with OBED. The police does a great job. I would like to better understand, even confirm, that the school district does not plan on implementing the ability for teachers to carry in schools. I think it presents a serious safety concern.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I believe that teachers should be focused on teaching and not focused on carrying a firearm if they don't want to. I know there was some discussion about tailgating, as you had mentioned. Would also like to understand how the district is working with the resources that are available to them. I know that your security plans are required by law to be updated and looked over every so often. Mm-hmm. Are you utilizing the resources that are available to you through the Department of Public Safety, the Department of Homeland Security, and ensuring that those plans reflect, you know, the state of what we're, the society that we're in now? Really, I get, my ultimate concern is just to get verification from the school board that they will not be implementing House Bill 99 in this district.
Well, as chairman of this board, I cannot guarantee to you that that won't happen. I can guarantee that there'll be public discussion before anything like that would be considered. And before anything like that happens, we would have to look at every, I mean, different states, different, there's, you know, yes, we're allowed to do that, but before that happens, I can guarantee you this board's gonna have a lot of discussion and public participation.
And how would that be announced to the parents?
I would be letting everybody know if there was
maybe I could reply. You mentioned a few things. Let me start first with the idea of having our safety plans approved, those kind of things. So an interesting thing with safety plans are, it's the only document that I'm aware of in public schools that's not a public document.
Nor should it.
Yeah, it is a private document. So I can't speak in specificity, obviously, but I can speak in generality and say that, and I don't want to sound like I'm giving the company line, but I feel like we've done a great job with those over the years. As a matter of fact, we were, our safety plan, when these originally became the norm, it was actually a template that the Department of Homeland Security used for a lot of other districts. Not to say we're better or worse than anybody else, but we really did put a lot of effort into that, making it a good workable document. You sound very well versed in the topic. You're right, we have to submit these annually. We have recently completed our submission and we're waiting on the approval process. Is that where we stand at this moment? We do that every year. We do that in conjunction with, there's a number of entities that are involved. Homeland Security, as you hit the nail on the head, is really the primary. also, of course, local law enforcement, local fire, any number of agencies that might be relative to what we're doing. In addition to that, we have to do tabletop trainings with our administrative staff, so we go through those processes. And there's a lot of detail to this. I don't want to get too wordy, but certain years it's tabletop trainings, other years it's certain scenario trainings that you have to do and such. So we knock some of those out in the summer. I think we do 3 per year, and we have those scheduled at different times. We've always gotten great participation from individuals in that. Actually, Mrs. Isaac did a great job in hooking me up with actually the FBI. And I went through an 8-week training with the FBI, and probably the best thing that came out of that, other than getting to do some really cool things with the FBI, by the way. But I made some connections with an individual who is does a number of functions, but he primarily is in charge of the SWAT unit for Central Ohio FBI. That individual is going to come in and consult as part of our plan, and he's also kind of given me some access to him where they can expedite certain search warrants and things. So it's one of those things we can't talk about very directly, as far as like, if this happens, then we do this, this, and this. But rest assured, we have a solid plan. As far as your concern over arming staff, I think Mr. Obert was trying to do a good job at saying, look, just like we learned with COVID, we never know what the heck's going to happen. Could there be a point down the road where we might say, hey, boy, we really need to consider that? I suppose it's a possibility. I would consider it an incredibly remote possibility. So for this to be a board action, I would first have to make a recommendation. I'll tell you at this time, again, I'm not going to commit to forever and ever and ever. I'll tell you at this point, I have absolutely zero thought on making that recommendation. That is not at all something that I'm interested in doing. I have concern with that as well. And I think Amber did a great job at pointing out, see, where this really comes from. So we've had a lot of conversations, myself and other superintendents around the state. Where this comes from is primarily rural districts that have extended response times. I don't know of anyone. I, of course, I could be wrong. I mean, each board is free to make their own choices, but I don't know of anybody in the surrounding, you know, Franklin County areas that would be interested in something like this. I think, and I don't want to speak for people that, you know, I don't know all their thought processes, but the folks down in the rural counties, I think if they had a better option, they probably wouldn't be considering this either in many cases. This largely comes from, in some cases, it is a 20-minute response time. In our situation, when we, you know, thankfully, God forbid, you know, I've never had to make that call, but we have had to put the building in lockdown. I've done that myself on a few occasions. The response time has been tremendous. It really has. We have a number of advantages in being in an area as large as ours, with all the resources that we have, that at this time, that would not be a consideration for me at all. So, again, that doesn't preclude us from doing something in the future if we had to. But as I sit here at this moment, I have not had one serious consideration about making that recommendation.
Okay, and if I may ask, just for my own peace of mind, I know that you are looking into renewing a partnership agreement with the OVET police.
We just did. It's part of that. We just did. It's okay. It's okay. It's just an annual resource officer contract is all. Well, we have multiple partnerships with multiple organizations, those that have, you know, jurisdiction here within our community, but our resource officer contract specifically is with OBETS. So the schools sit within OBETS jurisdiction, so if I have an emergency during the school day, OBETS is the phone call. Where we have those interdisciplinary or, you know, interdepartment, I guess, relationships is more for outside of school time, when, you know, an incident may occur that is Franklin County's jurisdiction, or if it is Columbus's jurisdiction, we work with them as well. When it's a school day situation, it is OBETS is the call. Now, in an emergency circumstance, and again, some of the things, again, not getting too deep in the woods with safety plans, but the response is not just necessarily the local PD. Depending on the situation, we could have responses from an infinite number of jurisdictions. You could have, you know, any number of personnel here, depending on what the circumstance was.
Thank you, and I appreciate you addressing my concerns. Just want to make sure that, again, we are giving the teachers the resources necessary to ensure that they continue teaching students and not be put into a situation where they may have to make a life-altering decision.
Yeah.
Well, I know Mark can attest to this because he just went through his training. I feel strongly that if you don't have the proper training in a certain situation like that, you don't know how you're going to react. So I can't speak on everyone else here, but it wouldn't get a vote from me right now, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I feel like we have a lot of good training. We have a lot of good things in place. Maybe it can be fine-tuned a little bit. But I feel like our school district does a really good job to where we don't have to go to that resort.
I feel the same way. I think y'all do a great job all the way around. My son is incredibly happy. you know, again, just want to make sure that we are being responsible and not doing anything reactionary.
One thing I might like to offer to a concerned parent is this. The number one form of protection that we have is not locks, it's not, you know, protocols, it is see something, say something. When we have, young man, when you see a concerning behavior by one of your classmates, tell your teacher. That's our ultimate form of protection, is see something, say something. So being vigilant, being aware of these things, making sure the appropriate people know is our best avenue towards success. We can never, as a school district, guarantee someone's safety. You cannot make that guarantee. All you can do is be as prepared as you can be. And really, again, I think our best option to do that is communication. That's our best tool.
Agreed, and if I made one last comment, and then I'm gonna shut up.
That's what I just completed. Yes, that's what I just completed. Thank you. I have my diploma, which is very nice, by the way.
Yeah,
like we had to clear some space in there, but it's awesome. Yeah. Have you participated?
I have not, but my background is in energy security and emergency response as it relates to energy, electricity, gas, nuclear power.
Sure.
So thank you for letting me speak without going on the
Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, we'll take a motion to adjourn.
So, second.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yep.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yep.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Robert?
Yes.
6:34 p.m.
6:34. I had 6:33. I think I was right.
I don't think I'm
lying. Honestly, I was so happy somebody came.
He usually doesn't like.
If you wanted to do the Irish jig, I would have came right out there with you.
You're welcome to every meeting. We appreciate the participation.
But just because you participate doesn't mean you then have to 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 mean you then have to